Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I hope you are all doing fantabulous. This is one of the most amazing shows, along all the others that are here on Dollhouse Radio. This is Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and you can only find us here live every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. No, that's my cooking show. It's 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's going to so laugh at me again. Sage, are you there to save me?
I'm here.
No, we are 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays for for the webcam show. Oh, my Lanta. I do this every single time. I always screw up our time because I do the one show on Mondays and then this show with you on Thursdays. How are you doing,
all
sexy?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous. I kind of had a issue with my headphones and microphone working. Blog Talk Radio isn't liking me right now, but we'll figure that out later. Anyway, so everybody listening, this is our fun, fabulous show that we have every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, myself, Sammy Brooks. And the sexy, sexy Sage Montana. And And this is all about webcamming. And so for all of you listening, webcam models, non-cam models, or just fans of ours, remember, anytime during the show for the next hour, you can call in and talk to us at 646-595-4038 if you want to just, you know, have some fun talking to us, or, you know, or you need some insight on the webcamming. So, there we go. Now let's get the show started. So, I hate to break the news to you. I haven't told you yet, but I'm not going to be there next week.
No. Why?
No, I'm not coming. I'm not coming next week. Oh my gosh. I wanted to call you and I felt bad. I've had so many people asking, are you coming to the AVN? Are you coming? Are you coming? And I'm like, and I finally said on Monday during my cooking show, I was like, I'm not coming. They're like, why? And I'm like, well, I have to be at a fashion show the same weekend, Friday and Saturday, for my daughter. So,
got to take care of that.
Right. But you know what? Me missing 1 year is not going to be a big deal.
No.
I don't think.
They'll just miss you and...
Well,
next
I'm going to miss you. Seriously,
I
out
know.
Of all the people that I hang out with at the show, you and Melissa Dawson are the two people I'm going to
yes.
miss the most.
Literally. I know.
Like,
I
those
know.
Are
We're
the two people.
Too.
Right. Well, and of course, all my fans. But, I mean, out of the girls, you two are the ones that I'm going to miss so freaking much. I'm like... Oh, this totally sucks. And we're only like 5 hours away. And I'm thinking, maybe we can drive up for the day. But then I'd have to turn around like after
right
that day
around.
And drive all the way. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? No, it's not going to happen. Next year will be better. I know.
I was trying to get Furby's autograph.
Oh, trust me. You will. You will. We'll have some Furby pictures coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been throwing...
I was going to print his picture you sent me.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess
no,
I got to wait to
yeah,
see
let's,
him
let's
until
save
next
that
year.
One. Oh, my Lanta. That is too funny. So I've been sending out, you know, tweets to other webcam models because I really want to help promote cam models here on our show. And I'm getting a good response from girls. Like,
oh,
they're,
awesome.
Yeah, they're wanting to come on. They're wanting to be guests on the show. And I've had a couple that, you know, I've sent emails out to and whatnot. And then they kind of get shy. Like, they're scared to come on and talk to us. And I
don't be shy,
yeah.
ladies.
Yeah, don't be shy whatsoever because we have so much fun on here. And we're so down to earth that there's no reason for you to be afraid to come on and talk to us.
Yeah.
At all.
Definitely.
Yes. So what do you have going on with your girls? Any upcoming fun stuff in your studio? Like,
well, you know what? Actually, right now I have a sexy young lady signing up to become a webcam model sitting in my office.
Oh, sweet.
Right, and I think another one may have just arrived.
Oh, perfect.
Sure
you know
did.
What you need to do? Is like, like, you need to post those tweets, and, like, you can even throw them on air if you want to. Throw them
I know,
on air.
I need to start doing that. I might have to start doing that.
Yes, definitely. When they come into your office to sign up as webcam models, throw those sexy chicas on the air so all these boys and girls out there can get to know them before they actually start camming.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. So you're signing up girls in your studio right now as we talk, which is absolutely fabulous. And I just got done fucking myself on webcam, like literally 10 minutes ago. I was like, okay, guys, that's enough. I got to go. No more toys in my vagina. I got to get on freaking radio here in a few minutes.
Oh.
I know, right? We'll keep it real here, only on Dollhouse Radio. So do you have, I wanted to ask you, Miss Sexy Sage Montana, and if you guys don't know who Sage Montana is, you guys are all stupid, but you need to go follow her on Twitter at Sage Montana with the number one. Okay,
yes.
Sage Montana one. She is the only sexy girl that has the most beautiful butterfly wings on her buttocks. And she is my really, really, really yummy good friend. So make sure you go follow her. And if you don't, then I'm going to kick your ass. Okay?
Yep.
All right. All right. So are you doing any, like, do you have any, like, yummy featured shows for your studio, like, with any girls coming up?
I am thinking about planning another one of our slumber parties, which so many of my fans have asked me to do again.
When are you planning
and
that?
I'm thinking that maybe in February. I'm going to try to pick a good date with the girls, and I'm thinking that February would be a good time. Maybe
ooh,
have ourselves
let's collaborate.
A little
let's collaborate on
all
that
right.
because I can
see
be there
what
in
can
February.
Do.
I can be
ooh.
There in February. How fun
well, we
would that be?
We definitely work something out. Oh, gosh.
Yes. Could you imagine?
I know our fans would love it.
They would
they're gonna go
totally
crazy.
Love. Right? Especially since you and I haven't done a show together yet. And then
I
we
know.
Help, oh, my gosh, and get all the new cam models together.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
they
yummy.
Would love it.
Especially if we, especially during a radio show.
Oh, yes. I know. We definitely need to go live for that.
Oh, this would be amazing. Okay. Indea, when you listen to this, okay, this is something upcoming that Sage and I are going to work with you on because we could totally figure out how to do this, like, live streaming.
Yes.
Oh, this will be fun. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh, I can't. Oh, this is good. Okay, now you got my brain going like 200 miles an hour, especially since I can't go to the AVN. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We need to plan a special Sammy and Sage, like, powwow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy and Sage weekend.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your girls have no idea what they just got themselves into.
Not at all.
No, they don't. Oh, my goodness. So let's elaborate a little bit on some of the things that a lot of girls don't like. I was thinking earlier today, I was like, what is the one thing that I want to talk about during the show? And my thing, which I noticed earlier, I was, you know, because I'm, especially with us doing the show, I go and I watch other different webcam sites, and I look at the do's and the don'ts and everything these girls are doing, and we've talked about this before, but the one thing that I still have an issue with, which I show my tits in free chat, you show your tits in free chat, because you know, it's one of those things where the guys are tipping you or you just want to give them a little extra love. It's what we do. But I see these girls over and over and over underselling themselves. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
They are constantly, girls, this is a flipping no-no. You don't have to show your vagina for free.
No, like, you don't have to show anything for free.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to give a little. You got to give a little to get a little, but a sexy outfit is by far more sexy than you giving it all away in free chat.
Totally, because this is one of the things that a lot of girls think. Oh, if I show everything I have sitting here in free chat, I'm going to make more money. Well, if you do that from the beginning and you decide that you want to change your mind later on in the game, you're screwed, sister. You're screwed.
Yeah, it won't work anymore.
Because they're going to expect it all the time.
Yep. And then you're just going to end up being upset and pissed off and
just don't
do it to yourself.
Right. So it's like girls and guys that are out there listening, just, you know, well, guys, it's kind of hard to tell them to put on something sexy. But, okay, if you're a guy listening, just kind of just whatever. Just throw on whatever. Just put on a sock. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Oh, yeah, put on a sock and go cam to cam with me, please.
Well, because I have guys that are cam models that listen to the show, and they're like, well, what should I do? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, how do I tell a guy to dress sexy? Let's see. If I tell you to put on a cute little nurse outfit, that's really not going to work out so well for me. so just put
you
a
need
sock
some
on.
Good old tidy whiteys.
Yeah, either tidy whiteys or a sock on the cock. One of the two.
Yep, sock on the cock.
Oh boy.
I want to see some pictures of some cam models with a sock on the cock.
I'd like those
DM pictures more so than the cock pictures that I get.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, here's another thing to all of you men out there listening to me and Sage right now. When you guys think that it's so sexy and so hot to take a picture of your cock and send it to us, well, yeah, we can rate it, but it's not that hot.
It's not hot.
We want to see you. Like a person.
I want to see your muscle.
Right? And we're not talking about the one muscle, you
not
know,
your
third
muscle.
Leg. Yeah. No. And a lot of guys take offense to that when we say things like that, but we see so many cocks. Like, okay, here's an example. I was literally on cam for 35 minutes, and I had six guys turn on their cam, which I love guys that do cam to cam because I like to get dirty with them and tell them to do things that they've never done before. But these guys turn on their webcam and had their freaking cocks out, and I'm okay with that. But all these guys who have never bought a show, they send me all these pictures of their cock. No, you're fired.
Yeah.
And they wonder why,
like,
wonder why I don't respond.
I'll be honest and say that when I get those pictures, I don't masturbate to a picture of a dick. Never will.
Neither have I. I don't either.
The girls in my office are saying no.
Right?
We all agree here that
yeah.
If I'm going to masturbate, I guess maybe for us, because we can close our eyes and masturbate. We don't necessarily need the visual to masturbate the way a man does.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, you can keep. I want to do a dick collection of pictures and just hang it on the wall.
Oh my gosh! Seriously.
I'm a collector of dicks. I feel like that.
But I'm
so
only gonna do if I did that. It would only be the ones who are paid customers, like you know, who have come into the chat room and actually paid for a show. Be like, okay, these are my paid cocks. I own these cocks. These are my paid cocks.
We're gonna do Sage's sacks. I want pictures of your ball sack for my picture frame. Sage's sacks.
Give me your sacks. I want to see your ball sacks because I want to masturbate to them later. My gosh. Okay, so the girls that you have in your office right now, they're completely brand new, green around the gills, never webcam before?
Never, ever, ever. They're filling out their paperwork.
Holy biscuits. Are they scared?
They're virgins.
Oh my gosh, are they scared?
Well, you are.
Are they scared to get on webcam?
Nope.
They're
nervous, right? You guys are nervous a little bit? No, you're not nervous? Oh, she's excited. She's ready.
Oh my gosh, you need to tell her to call into the show right now, because this would be so cute if she called in, because people will go back and listen to her over and over again.
Our little virgin girl. As soon as she's done, I just might have to have her do that.
Yeah, you might have to, because this will be great. And then also, which we haven't done, is a shout out for your webcam studio. Like, I don't even know what your webcam studio name is, and we've been friends for shit, how many years? Too damn long.
I know.
Like, I know, right?
We're the Sin City studio because we are Vegas. Not all my girls are out here in Vegas, though. We do have girls all over the place.
Right.
But
the
majority of us
fabulous.
Girls are here.
That is awesome. So all of you guys out there listening right now, if you go on guys and girls, which mostly girls, but if you're a guy that's virtual, then, you know, you can work you know, at your home, at your own convenience. But
yes.
Sin City Studios, did you hear that, everybody? That's where Sage does her business. Biz nasty.
Oh, yeah.
She does her biz nasty.
Her biz nasty.
Biz nasty. We got the biz nasty going on in Vegas with Miss Sage Montana.
Sure do.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. And I will say to the girls that are there, if they can hear me, they are working with one of the best studio owners completely because you take care of all of your girls. So to you girls, kudos for finding the right studio owner to work for. Definitely.
So she's telling you it's the best.
And you better be nice to her. You better be nice to my Miss Sage or I will come and kick your ass. I'm just saying. Sammy will kick your ass. I'm kidding. Not really, but I'm kidding.
That's so funny.
I got my Sage's back.
Oh, yeah.
You are so awesome. I love it, love it. So you've got a couple girls in your studio, which is absolutely fabulous. Hopefully one of them might have enough cam nerve to come on and talk to us here in a little bit so we can ask them a couple questions. And
yeah.
You know, I just want to kind of get their nerves a little bit and see how they're feeling about doing this. I would love, love, love to hear what they have to say about this whole, you know, webcamming thing, showing your vagina to everybody out there all over the world.
Yes.
I want to know what it is.
Getting
I mean,
their vagina, their 15 minutes of fame.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my Lanta. I think it would be great. So, you know, you need to kick one of those girls in the, like, rear. Hurry up. Sign that paperwork, witches. Come on. Get on it, doggone it.
I know.
I want to put you on the air right now. I want to hear what you got to say about webcamming.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I am silly. I know. We're totally silly. Okay, so any of you out there listening right now, you can totally call in and talk to our sexy, silly asses about webcamming and, well, anything else that might happen to, you know, pop up in the pic. And call us at 646-595-4038. Once again, at 646-595-4038. And we are here for not only just about webcam talk, but there's sex talk, there's dirty talk, there's naughty talk, and there's also real talk where we tell you what and to what not do on your webcam. So I have a question for you. If you were, say you never worked on StreamMate at all, say you didn't even know StreamMate existed, and you decided to just say, you know what, I want a webcam. And say you Googled something and you were to look at another site, what would be the first site that would pop into your mind that you would maybe think of to go try and work on?
Dang. Probably MyFreeCams.
See?
Just because it's one that everyone, that's, I know
right.
It pops up quick.
Right.
I know. I mean, I hear a lot about Flirt for Free.
Mm-hmm. And that was the first
those
site that
probably.
I signed up on. And
the Flirt for Free?
Mm-hmm. That was the first site
oh,
I ever
okay.
worked on. Yeah.
Oh,
first
wow.
site I ever worked on. I did. I was on there for like 1 week.
You didn't like it?
How'd that work out for me? Not so well. It was interesting. It was very interesting. I didn't have great, there was no support from anybody. I didn't have literally no help for anything. And then I Googled up another cam site, and that's when my studio owner had come up. And then I was like, oh, hey, and we talked, and here I am. So I've been on there for freaking years and years and years. And, yeah, and I wouldn't change it for the world. But like you just said, if I was to work on another site, which I have, my free cams, they are definitely right neck and neck with StreamMate. Completely, totally.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, But you know what? The one thing that I will say to all the girls out there listening, which I know you'll say the same thing, when you are working cam site that says free, there's a reason why it says free.
Yep.
You show everything for free.
Yeah, one thing about my free cams I noticed is it's almost like these $0 shows girls do.
Exactly.
The whole thing. Yeah, I think it definitely takes a special kind of girl to work on my free cams.
It completely, totally does, 200%. Because if, and girls out there, because I do have a few girls that I want to bring onto the show that are actually on my free cams, I am I'm not downing that website. The website's great. You know, the owner, you know, whatever. and they pay on a timely manner because I have worked on there. But here's the dealio, girls. When you're working on a site that says free, it means free. You show everything in free. Your vagina is in free. You're fucking yourself in free chat. And if these guys don't want to pay, they don't pay, but you're still fucking yourself for free. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, why not go onto a website where you can actually, you know, have customers that are going to pay for you and you don't have to show anything. And you can totally enjoy the fact that you're a modest webcam model and you're very respectable and you get paid for it and you don't have to show your vagina in free chat.
Right. I set up an account with my free cams and I have not logged on to it. And that was the main reason that I decided against it was strictly because of what you got to do to, I'm all about competition, but not to show my family box for nothing.
Right. Right. Well, and that's why I tell girls, like, you know that I work two sites. I work StreamMate and I work CamCity.com, in which I will promote CamCity.com because I work on there. But when it comes to other sites that don't pay hourly and don't pay a featured rate, then no bueno. I won't do it.
Yep.
Will not. And new girls, like you have new girls in your office right now, seriously. Like, if they ever get tempted to try these other sites that just are for free and they're not paying hourly and they're not paying featured, oh, they better run as fast as they walk through the door or fill out that application.
Yep.
Just saying. Oh, my goodness. Totally. So then with
so have you,
you
been enjoying that other website? Has it been treating you good?
Oh my gosh, they are absolutely fabulous. I love them to death. They are totally amazing. Their support is, I'd say, extremely amazing. You know, because they're a new site, and so with Cam City, they contact you right back very quickly because they're brand new and they don't have very many models on there. But it's nice to have some of us bigger name webcam models on there helping to promote them, you know. It's good for them. And it's for me, it's kind of fun because, you know, a couple times a month, three, four times a month or whatever, I'll go on there, have a little bit of fun and help promote them and bring new girls into their site. And it makes me feel good knowing that I'm helping other girls, not only on StreamMate, but, you know, help them build up their business on Cam City as well. So, but
you know, I reached out to Cam City and I did not get a reply back.
Guess I'll have to make a phone call.
Yeah. I sent in an email, like trying to figure out some things and I didn't get a reply back.
Well, you and I will have to talk about that after the show.
Yes, because I'm very interested in learning about them.
Yeah, we'll, we'll talk about that after this. we'll talk about that after this, darling. For sure. And I've got, Let's see here. I've got a couple girls that are very interested in signing up in, you know, on webcam that I haven't cam before. So if you girls out there that that are listening and are brand new to webcamming, please contact me on Twitter at SammyBrick69 or contact Miss Sage at SageMontana1, and we will totally get you guys started. And she has a fabulous studio. Either if you're in Vegas, you can actually work in her actual studio, which is amazing. Or we can do a virtual, she can do a virtual studio for you. So all of you listening, remember that SageMontana1 on Twitter, and I'm at SammyBrick69. So if you're interested and you don't want to work where you're just showing your vagina and everything right there in free chat, make sure you contact us because we will lead you in the right direction. And
sure
teach
will.
You the right way of webcamming. The right way. It's like,
right,
it's not about the puss, not the puss, not the pussy. It's all about being a fun, yummy cam model and then showing your stuff when you're getting paid for it.
I just showed
the
girls.
At the end of the day.
I have your AVN picture here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have your AVN picture in my office right now, so I showed the girls your lovely shot of the big juicy titties and that cowboy hat.
Oh, that's funny. Hello, girly girls. Too cute. Oh, my gosh. We'll have to get some of your girls. We need to book some of your girls, like get them on the schedule because this show is getting so many responses, and which I'll tell you about later. So we definitely need to get some of your girls from the studio booked in the schedule and have them coming on because it's amazing.
Definitely. I will.
Yeah.
I will actually talk to Nikki Spade.
Oh, perfect.
I think she'd be great.
She would. She would. Yes, I like Nikki. She's so cute. She is a cutie pie, and she's funny as fuck. Oh, my gosh. Not that fuck is funny, I mean, but she's funny as fuck. Fuck is actually sexy. Not that any of you out there know that, but, yeah, fuck is sexy. Oh, my Lanta. Okay there, sexy chicas. So give me one of your best, okay, so you have your two new girls in there right now. What is the one thing, they're brand new, like haven't webcammed, what would you say to everybody listening right now? If you're brand new, they're filling out the paperwork, they're going to be webcam models within like the next, you know, day or two, whatever, or however long it takes for you to put their paperwork through. What would you tell all the people out there, or the girls, you know, this is what you're going to do, and this is what I want, or not what you want them to do on webcam, but what you would advise them to do?
I would advise them, as I always do, to do only what they're comfortable with, and to never feel pressured to do things that they don't want to do.
Gotcha. So
I see a lot of girls like feel like they have to do something because they're scared to say mm-hmm. no to the money.
Right.
But not all money is good money.
Okay, so then another question, and which I'll get back to the first one. Another question is, when you have a new girl sign up, and which you're on StreamMate, and they set their rates, like what would be a good rate for a brand new webcam model who's never done this before? What would be your, like, best, you know what I mean, advice for them to set their rates so that way they'll be just starting out, but bringing in the traffic and whatnot? I mean, I know it depends on the model.
Who?
I know it depends on the model. I mean, would you say, like, okay, let's this is your first week. Let's start you out at like $1.99 a minute. And
I default,
you know,
I default all my models.
Okay.
And give them the option to change right away, but all their profiles are defaulted to $2.99 and $3.99.
Okay.
But when I first started, I started at $3.99 and $4.99.
Right.
And I know Nikki Faye did as well. We both did.
Right. Well, and see, the reason why I asked that is because a lot of models that sign up just directly through StreamMate that aren't, under a studio, which, you know, sucks because they are completely screwed, basically, because they, not screwed, but they just don't have the support that they need.
Right.
And the girl, they have no clue. Like, I have cam models that call me or, you know, DM me on Twitter or send me a message on StreamMate. Oh, my gosh, what do? I don't even know how to set up the encoder. Which hopefully soon we won't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
One day. one of these days. Oh, my Lanta. I swear to bejesus, things in the cam world are going to get so much better and so much easier very soon. So all of you out there listening right now, you are tuned in to webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and you can call in if you have questions or interested in webcamming. Call us at 646-595-4038 and we will gladly answer any of your questions that you may or may not have. And also you can just, you know, follow us on Twitter. My Twitter is at SammyBrick69 and Sage is at SageMontana1. Because why? She's number one. Hello. Number one. Oh, my gosh. It totally sucks. I'm not going to see you next week. I'm sad.
I know.
Oh, I'm shedding a tear.
It's not going to be the same week.
I know, it's not going to be the same, but next year I will definitely be there. Faux show.
Faux show.
I will be there faux show next year. So how are the new girls in your office doing? Are they getting things together?
They are. We're taking ID pictures now.
Nice. See, this is what happens, everybody, when new girls come into a studio to sign up for webcamming. If you're actually in the studio and not a virtual studio, this is what happens. You come in, you fill out the paperwork, you take the pictures of your IDs, and you get everything totally legit. This is how you know that you're working for a legit studio.
Yes.
And yes.
Yeah.
So if any of you, what was that?
I said yes, because there are some shady ones out there.
Oh, boy, that's what I was just about to say. If any of you out there, any of you girls or guys or couples have joined a webcam studio or they say they're a webcam studio or a website for webcamming, if you have not been asked to send in your paperwork, which you have to do, and you have to send in your proof of your ID and ID with you holding it, or a picture of you holding your ID, if you haven't been asked to do that, run as far as you can because you ain't going to get paid. Just saying. You ain't going to get paid. If you don't have paperwork signed and dated and you don't have IDs, you ain't going to get paid. So do your research, boys and girls. Make sure you know that.
A good piece of advice for ladies is try to find a studio that has a woman somewhere involved.
Exactly. Thank you, bejesus.
That's one cool thing about my studio is there's only women down here, and the person running the building does the job. You don't ever want to work for somebody who isn't willing to get on cam, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't work in Sage's studio.
Your studio owner, they both get on cam.
Oh, hell yeah, they do. They get on cam, not all the time, but, you know, a couple times a week, they're both on cam. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they bust their asses. Well, you know, no pun intended, though. But Oh my goodness. But that is one, that is a very good piece of advice for everybody out there that wants to start webcamming. You just have to make sure that the cam company or the studio you're working for is completely legit. You want to make sure that they are not a false studio. So do your research, everybody. Make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Because there are so many ads on Craigslist that girls fall for all the time. And they'll listen, or, you know, they'll read these ads like, oh, my gosh, I can make this much money and this and that. And then they go to this place, and it's really just some dude that wants to screw you, literally. Which, you know, sucks to be the girl, but it is something that does happen. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Girl, got to be careful. Do research. Don't be scared to do research. Don't put
like,
yourself.
I'm not scared to pay for like background checks on, you know, a company. Or if you know there's a company out there that says, oh my gosh, we're going to offer you, oh gosh, you know, so much money to come work in our studio and do this and that. These girls, 9 times out of 10. Have no clue, especially when it's on Craigslist. Nothing bad about Craigslist. I'm not talking, you know, I don't want to talk crap about Craigslist, but if they have no clue, then it's like these girls walk in blind and they're thinking, yay, I'm going to go start a job and I'm making, you know, $20, $30 an hour. This is absolutely fabulous. And then come to find out, they're just walking into a freaking, you know, dynamite zone where, hello, you're just here to be sexy, and we're going to screw you, literally.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which does happen with a lot of, you know, different webcam companies. But StreamMate is definitely one of the top companies that you could work for because they are completely, totally legit. You always get paid on time. You never have any issues. Have you ever had any issues? Like, before you had your studio and now, you've never had any issues, have you?
Nope.
And that's why you're still there.
Yep. I think some girls like to blame the site when customers aren't paying or whatever. And it's not the site's fault that a customer is not paying. It's not the site.
No, it's not the site's fault.
The site can't force anyone to pay, you know what I mean? So I know I hear girls get upset sometimes, like, oh, the site's too dead, or, oh, the site this. And it's like, you know, the site's not the one in your chat room working it out. You are. If you're not getting
right.
Anybody.
The thing, exactly. And this is what I just had this conversation just a couple days ago with a female. If you cannot figure out how to keep the people in your chat room and have the personality and show them that, hey, you know, I'm here, I'm having fun, I want you to have fun with me, then this job is not for you. You can't sit in your chat room on your cell phone texting. So you new girls that are in Sage's office right now, do not sit on your cell phones in free chat and acting like you're bored because you ain't going to make no money, sisters.
Exactly.
Just saying. Keeping it real. You got to have fun. You got to, like, and even if you feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm the most beautiful woman in the world, and I know I'm going to make money the second I turn on this webcam, you know, this webcam, bullshit. Just because you're pretty doesn't mean you're going to make money. So all you girls out there listening, you can be like a two and turn on your webcam and have the best personality and make more money than a 10 that turns on her webcam and has no personality and sits on her goddamn cell phone looking at the camera like, oh, you owe me. You're going to pay me. No, it don't work like that.
Yeah. And sometimes all you got to do is just log off and come back later.
Right. And here's another thing is I hate when girls turn on their cam and they bring their bullshit from home into their webcam.
Yep. I just went over that. I just taught a webcam 101 class here today.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I went over with them. Like, some days are going to be bad days, and it's okay. It's just better to not cam that day than to get on cam.
No, girlfriend, here's one thing. Okay, night before last when I logged on, and I sat there for 2 hours, and which I did a few shows, and I had tons of traffic, but the guys weren't buying. But you know what? I smiled every single second I was online. I had fun. I joked around with everybody. I just made the best of that moment, because that's the thing. You have one good day, and you might have a bad day. You might have two good days, and then you might have two bad days. It's one of those things that some of the girls don't get. Oh, my gosh, I'm sitting here for this long, and I haven't made anything. Guess what? It happens to all of us girls. It really, truly does. And I can attest to that, because I know what my pay says, and I know how long I've sat there for, like, some nights. And sometimes it sucks, but you know what? 90% of the time, it's great as heck if you have a great attitude.
Yep.
All about the tude, about the tude. Just smile, look pretty, and know that you're going to have the most amazing job ever. Oh, wait, smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself. That's right. I forgot the last part.
You're so silly.
I know. That's why you love me.
Yes, I do.
That's why we do this show together. That's why I have you, because I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm totally sad that I'm not going to be there next week. This sucks donkey balls. Like,
yes,
I'm going to be totally, I'm so going to be depressed next week. And then we'll talk about next week's show, because I'm not sure if you're going to be able, you know, we'll talk about that next week. Like after the show. Yeah, I'll call you. But I'm going to be so depressed. I'm going to want to cry. Because I'm going to be like, I'm not at the show. Somebody bring me a ticket. I might do next week's show live while I'm on webcam.
There you go.
Just because, and put it on speaker so that way everybody can hear it. Because I'm going to be sad and lonely. Because I won't have Sage walking around with me all over the convention.
No.
Yeah, that's okay. Maybe it's good for me to take 1 year off so I can be refreshed and replenished for next year.
There you go.
Yes, next year is going to be insanely crazy, so I'm excited for that one. There's a couple things in works for that one, and which I think I have a couple things that I'm going to bring up to you later as well on that.
Okay.
Are your girls still signing up, or are you?
Yep, they just went in the back to do some pictures for me.
Oh, yay. Nice. Are they cute and sexy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
One of them's just a baby. She's like 19.
Oh, my Lanta. Is she the one that's all confident and ready to go?
Yep.
How funny is that? Oh my gosh. Okay, you're going to have to get a couple of your new girls like ready to come on the show, because I want some girls who haven't been you know, that are completely green around the gills. I want some new girls. Like, I want new webcam models so we can like have them on and just like kind of boost their, you know, their webcam show, because we had fun with Nikki last week. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God,
that was awesome.
And I've been checking on her like every time I see she's on, because I just want to see if I can see these computer glitches she keeps claiming she has.
She has no goddamn computer glitches. She's so funny. Oh my God, she's like the blondest of all blondes. You just gotta love her because she's such a blonde.
And those legs, oh my God, they're so long. They're like a mile long.
I swear to bejesus, she's like 6'3". Well, you put those shoes on her, she must be like 6'5", something. I know, right?
Yes. She's wrapping those around somebody's head twice.
Right? Oh, my God. She's got to go back and listen to this. That's so funny. Yeah, she is just, but like when you heard her and you were talking to her, she's so down to earth and like us. She's not, you know, even though she's got these ginormous tits and she's long legged and gorgeous, she's not a meanie. She's a nice girl. Which, you know, I don't mean to be biased, but I'm not going to have any mean girls on the show. If you're a mean webcam model, if you're a mean webcam model, you're not allowed.
You can't sit with us if you're mean.
Nope. You don't fit in our group. If you're a mean girl, you don't fit in with the nice girls. Because it's all about the nice, not the nice. Okay, I'll stop with that. I'm over it. It's because I heard that stupid song this afternoon, and now it's stuck in my head. It's a good thing I didn't play it at the beginning of the show. That would have been really bad. Then we'd be like, oh, boy, you'd, like, totally jump through the phone and strangle me. Be like, okay, Sam, that's it. I love you, but you're fired. Oh, my goodness. So are you on Instagram?
Yes.
You are? What is your Instagram?
It's Sage in Vegas. Like I-N, like I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. Sage,
you know, all these young kids do all this slang, so they think it's just the N.
Oh, well, I'm old school, so... Yeah, I get the N. Yeah, I'm old school. I get the N, I-N. Because my dumb ass, I forgot my username and password, and I just recently figured it out a couple of days ago. I had to go through a couple old email addresses and find the stupid thing, and so now I'm finally back on Instagram. Like, which is, so I'm finally back on, which mine's a little more complicated. Mine's, what is mine? It's Sammy_Brooks69. Because somebody took my Sammy Brooks. Why somebody would do that? I don't know.
But I know. That's why I did, that's why I had to do Sage in Vegas, because there was a Sage Montana. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Really?
Yeah. Like.
Oh, hoochies. Hoochies.
I know.
We're going to have to go to our Oh, my gosh. So next Thursday, we need to talk about that and see, how we're going to work next Thursday's show. If you're going to be able to pull off a couple girls to like do a little chit chat for a little bit, and that would be awesome if you could. Yeah, I would like you. That would be fun. Otherwise, if you can't, then I'm going to have the Furbmeister covering the show next
time. I miss the Furbmeister, man.
I know, right? The Furbiness.
No. I miss all that hairy lusciousness.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I need to go and visit him and get drunk.
Well, we had your friend over the other day doing some shots, Dave, that came with us last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was over doing some shots, and he's like, are we going to Vegas next week? And I'm like, we can't. I have plans next weekend. He's like, oh, that sucks. He's like, I really want to go. He's like, I really, really want to go see Sage. He goes, I need to see those butterflies again. And I'm like, sorry, babe, unless you want to go by yourself, you ain't going. Like, you're going to have to just drive your ass all the way to Vegas.
I know. We live way too close to not have been seeing each other. We need to definitely fix that.
We really do, because there are so many things that I want to do there and so many things that you need to come down here and do, literally.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, there are so many, like, sites that you and I could go see together and do, like, cute little videos and have fun. Like, we could shoot yummy webcam videos down here all over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. because it's always nice. It was like 75 today.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could have been down here having so much fun all day with me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, everybody out there, I just want to say that it's so awesome that you've all tuned in to episode 4 of Camming with Sammy and Sage, and hope that all of our information on webcamming was, you know, a little helpful. Of course, we talk about other things throughout the show, and it's nice knowing that you are at your office, Sage, and you have girls there, you know, coming in, signing paperwork, and doing all the things that, you know, webcam models are supposed to do, which I love that because it gives insight to other girls that want to work in an actual studio. They know, like, wow, Sage is actually for real. She's at her studio and she has these models there. So that is so awesome that we were able to catch you doing that at this time. So all you girls out there in Vegas, all you girls out there in Vegas, make sure you contact Sage at her studio. And it was Sin City Studios. Yeah, so you make sure you catch her. If you're in Vegas and you're listening, go over there and you want to start webcamming. She is an absolute amazing person to work for, and she will totally take care of you, show you the ins and outs, do's and don'ts, and the right way to start earning money on webcam. And you will definitely always get paid.
Definitely.
So why don't you give your shout-outs there, sister, because we are now at the end of our show. Give your shout-outs, Mama.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. I'm on webcamming sagemontana.cammodels.com. And I do want to give a little special shout out to Miss Green Eyes. She had a tough day yesterday, but she was a trooper and she stuck it out. And that was pretty impressive, if I do say so myself.
Aww. Okay, well, I'll give a sexy shout out to Miss too, because I've seen her. And you know what? Shout out to you, Miss Sexy Green Eyes, because I know when it sucks and you're on cam, like I just did night before last. I literally sat there for quite some time. It was a few hours, but you know what? You smile, you look pretty, you have fun, and those guys, they always come back. Because I actually built more customer base the other night when they weren't spending, they were having fun, and that's the key, girls. Make sure the guys are having fun no matter what. If you're having a bad day, you smile. Never ever let that frown turn, or that smile turn upside down, because if you do, it's gonna be a kicker in your buttocks, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
And you guys can seriously, like, just smile and look pretty. That's all you have to do, and they're always going to come back. And you guys can always follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, and my cam link is Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And you can always find me and Miss Sexy Sage here on Dollhouse Radio every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then also on Mondays, you can find me here. Oh, gosh. From 11 to 12 p.m. With my, we're changing the name on my Monday show to the Sammy Cocktail Hour, which is so cute and catchy, every Monday.
Oh.
I know. I like it, from 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern or Pacific time. Oh, my gosh. I'm totally going to confuse everybody. So, anyway, I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to screw something up. I know it. But I love you, girl, and I'm going to call you and talk to you about a couple things. I'll call you this weekend, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All right.
Okay, awesome. All right, bye, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sage, you're awesome. Tell your girls hi, and I wish them love camming. And for the rest of you out there, I will see you on webcam here in about 30 minutes. You guys are awesome. Kisses to you all. And see you soon.
Bye-bye.